Hello, my name is Todd Baginski. I am the Vice President of Mobility and SharePoint Solutions at Canvas LLC. My team and I built the iOS repair app as well as the property management code sample. This is the second part in a two-part video series where I walk you through the iOS repair app and show you how we wrote the code inside of it, and how you can do the same in your own iOS applications. In part one, I talked about how to get started building your own iOS application and how to add the different CocoaPods you need that allow you to authenticate and call services in Office 365. I walked you through some starter projects on how that works and also gave you a walkthrough of how we do authentication in the Repair app. I then walked through how we use the SharePoint REST APIs to interact with lists and documents inside of SharePoint Site Collections. In this video, I'm going to walk you through how to use the Graph APIs, the Office 365 Video Portal APIs, as well as how to create deep links that open native iOS Office client applications. Let's get started. Now we've seen all the ways we're using the SharePoint REST API in the application, let's change gears and talk about the Graph API. We use the Graph API to access many different things inside of the application. We access members, conversations, files, OneNotes, and we also send emails with the Graph API. We're going to start out here talking about the group members and how we access Office 365 group members from the application. Inside of the EKN Graph Service class, is really where we'll do all the work associated with group members. First, we have a method called getGroupMembers. This is the method which really goes and uses the Graph API to return the list of members associated with an Office 365 group. Inside of this class, we're going to use the MS Graph Group Fetcher to return a group. Then we're going to use MS Graph Directory Object Collection Fetcher to return us a collection of users in that group, and those users will be returned as MS Graph user objects. And then at that point, we can take those objects and start binding them to the user interface. The getPersonImage method is what we use to retrieve the pictures for the group members. To do this, we use the MS Graph Photo Fetcher and the MS Orc Entity Fetcher to get the job done. The MS Graph Photo Fetcher is going to allow us to return a photo for the user, and the Orc Entity Fetcher is going to transform that into the actual picture that we will then bind to the image that we put in the user interface. So, just like we did before, I'm going to open up the emulator now, show you where the group members are returned, and then jump into the code to describe how it works. All right, so accessing Office 365 group members. Let's take a look at the user interface for this guy. Now I'm going to scroll back up here and pick property members. And this is going to return all the members from the Office 365 group associated with this property. So you can see I've pulled two pieces of information here. First, I pulled the user's name, and then I pulled the picture of the user as well. So let's see how we did that. I'm in the EKN Graph Service class here. In particular, I'm in the getGroupMembers method. We talked about how we do our authentication to get us our MS Graph clients. So that brings us all the way down to this line, where here we use the MS Graph Group Fetcher. And this is going to return us the group for the particular group ID we pass into it. After we have the group back, next thing we do is create an MS Graph Directory Object Collection Fetcher. And here we tell it we want it to return us the members. And we pass in the parent of the group fetcher so it knows give us the members for the group that we got with the group fetcher based on its ID. So then after you have the members back, it's pretty easy to parse through them. And they are represented as MS Graph user objects. So when we get the MS Graph user object, then we can set the display name and we can set its object ID under the hood and add that to our array that we use to bind it up to the page. And then the next thing is, how do we get their image back? So that's the get person image method that we see right here. Again, all the way down to here, we understand what this code does, and this is getting us our graph client so we can make the request. The first thing we'll do is make an MS Graph photo fetcher, and we'll tell it we want the user photos that is 48 by 48 big back for the particular member ID we pass into it. So that's going to get us our photo fetcher. Then we use the MSORC entity fetcher here, and we pass in the value of the photo fetcher. Now, once we do that, what that's going to do is that's actually going to return the data we need back here in our callback after we execute the MSORC request. And that response data right there can then be used to create the UI image that we bind to the user interface and shows the profile picture. So you can come in here and specify any size you want just by changing this value and get all kinds of different sizes back that are available for you. And it's a very easy way to tailor those images specifically to your user interface. The next thing that we're going to talk about with regard to the Graph API is accessing Office 365 group conversations. Again, we will use the EKN Graph Service class for this code. The get group conversations method is the one that you can look at to see how we return conversations from an Office 365 group. First, we use an MS Graph group fetcher to return the group we're interested in. Then we use an MS Graph directory object collection fetcher to return us the conversations within that group. Once we have the conversations returned, each conversation is represented as an MS Graph conversation. We can then use that to bind up the conversation to our user interface. I'm going to head back to the simulator now to show you where this is in the user interface and what it looks like, and then we'll dive into the code in Xcode to learn how you can do this. All right, so let's hop back into the app here now and take a look at the Conversations tab. It's not really that fancy because there's not much information to display, but these are all the different conversations happening in the Office 365 group that is associated with the property associated with this event. So here we have all the different conversations, and let's go see how we return those. So the getGroupConversations method in the EKN Graph Service class is what does this for us. We've seen everything down to here before and how to authenticate our graph client. The next piece of the puzzle is really getting the conversations back. So again, we're going to use a group fetcher and pass in the group ID for the unified group we're working with to pull back the group fetcher. And again, we'll use an MS Graph directory object collection fetcher here, and we'll initialize it with the URL conversations and pass in the group fetcher correlating to our Office 365 group. At that point, all we have to do is invoke get conversations and call the callback here, and that's going to give us an array of MS Graph conversations, which we can then loop through and pull the items back. So we have the topic and the preview values that we're using here, and those topic and preview values correlate to here. Repair event is the topic, and the preview is dispatcher comments here. So that's how you return conversations in iOS with the MS Graph API. We've also added the ability to access Office 365 group files within the repair application. Again, we use the EKN Graph Service class to store this code. The getGroupFiles method implements all the code used to return the files from an Office 365 group. First, we use an MS Graph group fetcher to return us the group that we're interested in. Then, we ask for the files collection back from the MS Graph group fetcher, and that returns us a bunch of files that are all typed as MS Graph items. So the MS Graph item is then what we can use to bind up the files to the user interface. Again, I'm going to head back to the simulator to show you where we're listing the files inside of the application, and then we'll go back to Xcode to look at the code to see how it's done. Next piece of the puzzle is the group files. So this is the get group files method, again in the EKN Graph Service class. To get back the group files, we're going to use the MS Graph client again and create another group fetcher for the Office 365 group by ID that we're working with. So to actually return the files, what we're going to do is we're going to execute the group fetcher files. And this is going to give us an array of files back. And so when we get that array of files back, each one is typed as an MS Graph item. So here we're pulling back, you can see the file name, the author, last modified time, the size, and the web URL associated with those files. We also do more things down here to generate the deep links, and I'll come back to that a little bit later in this presentation. But really you can see this is all it takes is make a group fetcher and call the files operation on it, and then parse through the files that come back, cast them to MS Graph item, and then add them to the array so you can bind them up to the user interface. Accessing the notes inside of the Office 365 group is the most involved and complex operation we use the Graph API for in the Repair app. The process starts in the EKN Graph Service class. The get group notes method will first call the get pages with callback method inside of the EKN OneNote service class. All of the heavy lifting associated with the Graph APIs in OneNote to return the MS OneNote pages that we will eventually bind to the user interface happens inside the get pages with callback method. The first thing this method does is it uses an MS OneNote site fetcher. This allows us to return the site where the OneNote notebook is stored. In the case of the Repair app, this OneNote notebook is stored in the OneDrive associated with the Office 365 Unified group that is associated with a property where the current incident being worked with in the Repair app is associated. There's a lot of tongue twisters in here, so bear with me. After we've returned the OneNote site where the notebooks are stored, we're going to use the MS OneNote Notebook Collection Fetcher. This is going to return all of the OneNote notebooks inside of that site. It returns them in the MS OneNote Notebook format. After we have the MS OneNote notebook, we can then use the MS OneNote section collection fetcher to return us all the sections in the notebook. So at this point, we're drilling into the notebook and we're returning all the sections. Those sections are returned as MS OneNote sections. Then we use the MS OneNote section fetcher and we return the pages collection from it. This will give us an MS OneNote page collection fetcher that we can then use to actually get back the MS OneNote pages that we're going to return from the get pages with callback method to the get group notes method so that we can bind them up to the UI. It's not just a bunch of tongue twisters and a complex set of code, but it makes for a really good example of how deep the Office 365 API is. It not only allows us to get a handle on OneNote notebooks, but it allows us to dig all the way down to the page level to return that information back to the user interface. I'm going to jump into Xcode and the simulator now to show you how we interact with OneNote inside of the Repair app and what the code looks like to get the job done. Okay, so let's take a look at where the notes are in the user interface. Here they're in the Notes tab. And you'll notice this tab takes a little bit longer to return the information than the other tabs do. Now that's because, as I mentioned, there's a lot more code happening in order to dig it down to the level where we're listing the pages associated with a given incident based on the ID between these two brackets here. So to return the notes, again, we're in the EKN graph service class, and we're in the get group notes method this time. So we establish an MS Graph client. We use our group fetcher again. And after we use the group fetcher, then we come down and we create our context for the ability to work with our resource token in OneNote. That allows us to interact here with the EKN OneNote service class. So inside of the EKN OneNote service class, we're going to invoke the get pages with callback method right here. And that is going to return us all the different notes in the format MS OneNote page, which that we can then parse through and extract the title, the web URL, and the client URL. You can see here we have the title, and the web URL is what happens when you click this part of the page and it opens the web browser to this OneNote. And the open in OneNote here client URL is going to return the deep link to open the native OneNote application. So the things that we pass in the get pages with callback are the name of the property, the incident ID, and then this callback method. And so we're going to be using the name of the property and the incident ID to drill it down to the point where we're returning all the pages inside of the OneNote notebook associated with this particular incident ID. So let's dig into this particular method now and see how we actually go about getting the OneNote code to work to get our OneNote pages back. So we have our OneNote client here, and that's going to allow us to work with OneNote. We have our group notebook name, and that is called the group's display name with notebook appended to it. And then we have the site collection URL where those OneNotes live. And the next thing we're going to do here is we're going to create our MS Orc entity fetcher here, which is going to pull us back the MS OneNote site metadata. And this is going to allow us to basically say, okay, which site is my OneNote notebook attached to? And so that gives us that metadata. Once we have that information back, then we can invoke the MS OneNote site fetcher and pass in the URL to where our OneNote notebook is stored. And that's then going to allow us to create an MS OneNote notebook collection fetcher. And we're going to use the site fetcher and tell it we want to get all the notes back. And that's going to give in the notebooks as well. So that gives us our notebooks back. After we have our notebooks back, the next thing we need to do is create the group notebook collection fetcher and return the notebooks from the group notebook collection fetcher. That's going to allow us, once we have that collection fetcher, to get us the notebook with the ID equal to the one that we're targeting. Once we have a hold of that notebook, then we can use the MS OneNote section collection fetcher to dig down into that notebook and return all the different sections with this call right here into the notebook fetcher, give me all the sections back. Now that I have the sections back, I can go through the section and I can find the section I'm looking for. And you see we did that with the filter by saying the name of this section is equal to the property name. We did the same up here when we got the notebook back, where the name of this notebook was equal to the group notebook name. Now that we've got the sections back, we can make an MS OneNote section fetcher by using our site fetcher to pull back the notes and the sections there by that ID. And then we tell it, okay, now it's time to actually use that section fetcher to get the pages from the section where their title is equal to incident, and then the incident ID you can see contained inside the brackets. So that's the process as we dig down deeper and deeper from the level of the site to the notebook to the pages in the notebook via the sections inside of the notebook as well. So there's a lot of code there to do that, but as you can see, it flows pretty straightforward and just goes from one level of the notebook to another. The last operation we do that uses the Graph API is sending email. The EKN Graph Service class contains the functionality that does this. In particular, the send email method is where you will find all the code. We use the MS Graph recipient, MS Graph email address to set the metadata associated with an email. The MS Graph user fetcher is then used to return the current user, and we use the me operation on the current user that's returned to invoke the send mail with message operation to actually send an email. Let's jump into the code now and see how it works. Here's the method send email after repair. This is in the EKN incident view controller. After a repair has been submitted, an email is sent to indicate that this repair has been repaired. And you can see the body of the email here indicates that the incident found during a recent inspection on your property has been repaired. So that's the email that we're sending here. Send email after repair basically is setting up a whole bunch of metadata about the email here. Then what it's going to do is it's going to call into the send email method inside of our EKN Graph Service class that we created, and it's going to pass in that email data dictionary that has all this information about who is it from, who is it to, what is the body of the email, etc. So let's take a closer look at the send email function here in the EKN Graph Service class. So the first thing we're going to do is set the variables for the to CC subject and body based on the data dictionary that was passed in. Next thing we do is use an MS Graph message to actually create our email message, and we set the properties on it for all of the metadata about the email. After we establish our authentication context and we create a Graph Client object, at the end of the day, all we have to do is call a Graph User Fetcher to return the current user, call client users get by login, get by ID, and pass in the login user, and now that's the currently logged in user. And then on the me, then we can call the operation send mail with message. And here we're going to pass in that message that we constructed above, specify it should be sent, saved to the send items, and then tell it what its callback is. So that's how you go about sending the email. There's one supporting method here called get recipients. And so get recipients is going to go through the data passed in via the data dictionary associated with this email. And it's going to create an MS Graph recipient, and then it's going to set their email address inside of here to the appropriate address. So just a helper function here to support sending our email. An interesting thing that we did inside of the repair app was including deep links so that anytime we're generating a link to an Office document that comes back from the OneDrive associated with the Office 365 group, we provide the ability to have a button to invoke a deep link, which allows us to open the native iOS Office applications to view that file. Deep linking is available for native iOS Office apps, all of them. Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote all support this functionality. You can go look at the MSDN blog posts or articles here on this page to learn more about the URI schemes that you need to create deep links that open up native iOS Office apps. You can also look at the Integrate with Office from iOS applications for some sample code, which shows you how to get going with this process as well. To open the native iOS Office apps inside of the Repair app, look inside of the EKN Graph Service class. Inside of the Git group files, you will see where we register the URIs that open the native iOS Office apps based on the different types of Office documents that are returned in the lists. I'm going to jump into the code now and show you how we do this. As you're about to see, generating deep links to open the native iOS Office apps is very easy to do. I'm in the EKN Graph Service class again, and we've looked at this get group files method before. This is the one we use to return the files from the Office 365 group. Once we return the files and we start parsing through each MS Graph item that was returned in our request and our response, first thing we're going to do is we're going to check to see does it have a DOCX, XLSX, or a PPTX extension. If it does, then we know the file we're working with is an Office file that we can open in the native iOS Office applications. So to create the deep link, basically what we're going to do here is we're going to set the client URL property that we use to bind to the UI and create the deep link. And we're going to use this string format here to create our deep link. So our deep link is going to look like this. In the case of Word, it's MS-Word. In the case of Excel, it's MS-Excel, and PowerPoint, MS-PowerPoint. In each case, we have colon OFV pipe u pipe, and then the URL that we pass in. And this essentially crafts our deep link. So that's all it is. That's all you have to do to create a deep link to open a native Office app from iOS. Here we are in the EKN Video Service class. This is the class that wraps all of our interactions with the Office 365 video portal. The Office 365 video portal interactions take place on the Incident Details tab in the Add Comments and Photos section. Here I have the list of the videos that are in the video portal associated with this property. If I click them, it will open the video in the video portal. Unfortunately, in my iOS simulator, I am not able to take videos or upload videos because that functionality is just not supported by the iOS simulator. To return the videos, the first thing we do is we call the getIncidentsChannel method. In this method, we're going to use an MS Orc collection fetcher here. This object is going to allow us to invoke the Office 365 Video API. It's a REST-based API, and that's why we can use the Orc collection fetcher here. We're going to initialize that collection fetcher with the channels, and we're going to tell it its parent is the video client that we have passed into this method. After we get back the channels, next thing we're going to do is we're going to do a collection fetcher again to return the channel that we want to work with. So we're going to use the channels fetcher and we're going to pass in this filter where the title is equal to the video portal incidents channel name. And that channel name is simply incidents. So this is going to return us our SP video channel for the incidents channel. Once we have that channel back, we can pass it in, as you can see here, into the getVideos method. So here's where we pass in that channel, and we have our channel URL that we create based on the channels and the ID for that particular channel. We can use the MS Orc entity collection fetcher again here to return all of the videos by initializing it with the URL get all videos, and here we pass in the parent of the channel fetcher. In this case, we created the channel fetcher by passing in the channel URL. Then we return all of the videos back in the all videos fetcher there with that get all videos call I talked about before to the channel we're interested in, and now we have the videos back. And so the videos come back as type SP video item, and here we can pull data like their title or the Yammer object URL as it's called in the video portal, which is really the web URL that we use to navigate to that video when it's clicked inside of the user interface. The last thing that we're going to go over is uploading a video from the native iOS app to the Office 365 video portal. The upload video method, again in the EKN video service class, does this for us. This is a two-part process. First, we have to upload a placeholder for the video, and then once we have that placeholder, we can return its ID, and then we can stream the data that makes up the moving pictures of the video so that we complete our video upload. The first thing we do here is we get back the incidents channel because we need to work with that channel to upload our video. So once we have that channel URL back, we can make a channel fetcher, pass in that channel URL, and now we have the video channel that we're working with. Then we can collect the video collection fetcher here and pass in all the videos for that parent channel. Now that we have the parent channel and the collection of videos, what we can do is create a new SP video item object, set its ID to null because we're creating it, set its title, the file name, and the description, and then on the video collection fetcher, call the add operation and pass in that video item we just created. We're going to get back the video item's ID after we've created that new video by looking at the video's GUID. Once we do that, then we're in the position where we can now upload the video itself. So we're going to return that video placeholder. Now that we have the video placeholder returned, we can call get file on that video fetcher placeholder there, and that's going to return us the file object. At that point, then what we can do is we can call the operations on the SP video item operations here, and then we can invoke save by binary stream and pass in the file data, which actually represents the moving pictures part of that video. So that is actually going to commit the video to the placeholder, and now we have uploaded the complete video to the Office 365 video portal. The last piece of the puzzle on the repair app is understanding how we interact with the Office 365 video portal. The Office 365 video portal exposes a REST API we can use to return information from the portal as well as to upload videos to the portal itself. Inside of the EKN Video Service class, you will find the Get Incidents Channel method. This uses the MS Orc Collection Fetcher and the SP Video Channel to return us the list of video channels. The Get Incidents channel is the one that returns us the ID of the Incidents channel where we store the videos associated with repairs. In the Get Videos method, we use the MS Orc Entity Fetcher and the MS Orc Collection Fetcher to return us SP video items. SP video items are what we will use to bind to the user interface to give us the metadata we need to represent the videos inside of the application. I'm going to jump back into the simulator and into Xcode to show you how we go about doing these things. That brings us to the end of this video series about how to create iOS apps that integrate with Office 365. You can find more related Build 2015 sessions about this that I co-presented with a couple folks from Microsoft. In the session Integrating Web Apps with Office 365, Doreen Brown and I went over the web app portion of this property management code sample. In the iOS and Android Apps with Office 365 session, Josh Gavant and I went over how to create iOS, Android, as well as Cordova apps that integrate with Office 365. You can learn more about all these technologies at the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices website. There's tons of different samples you'll find there, including these technologies as well as many others with Office 365. I suggest you take a look there because it's a great place to get started with a lot of code samples. If you haven't signed up for a developer account with Office 365, head to dev.office.com. This will give you a tenancy you can play with and the ability to create the Azure Active Directory applications, as well as the tenancy you need to install this sample and all the supporting components. You can see the links to sign up, explore, and get trained about Office 365 development on this slide. We welcome your feedback about this training video as well as the sample in general. You can reach out via the Office 365 network on Yammer. Inside of there, I answer questions about these samples on a regular basis. You can also reach out to Stack Overflow to a worldwide set of developers about Office 365 technologies as well. And if you have suggestions about what you'd like to see in these videos or these code samples or the Office 365 platform in general, please head to User Voice to voice your opinion. I hope you got out a lot out of these training videos and that you're very well set to get going with iOS development with Office 365. Thanks for your time. Have a good one.